This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Today, we're talking riddles. Three podcast hosts do a show solving riddles, puzzles, lateral thinking problems. They do improv along the way and have some fun. They're friends. One of them just moved. I'm Ira Glass. This is Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adore Fi as well.
Did you know
part
that...
one?
Did you know that Ira Glass stands for Irish Republican Army?
What? Did you know that Glass stands for G Laddie Addlesucks?
People are gonna think that this is This American Life, and then they're gonna be so mad when it's not.
I've been practicing my Ira Glass impression. What, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do we think? Was that pretty good?
I'd say like 8 or 9. It got really good by the end, too.
Okay.
It's been too long since I have heard Ira Glass's voice for me to comment.
Does anybody else want to try it?
No.
No, okay. But I really love that you put yourself out there that way. That was really beautiful to watch. I'm really proud
of you.
Thank you. I would never, but good for you.
Oh, what's the woman who does Serial? I can do that.
I can do the music. Ready?
Harmony Korine.
That's my whole bit.
Bling, 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 bling. Yeah, we can all do that.
Is that Starly Kine? No.
No, it's, oh God, what is her name? Anyway, I forget her name, but I can do a pretty spot on impression.
Let's hear it. Here we go.
Male Kimp. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know her name. She's in the opening of the
About 16 months.
Sarah Conning.
For about 16 months, MailChimp was like the butt of every joke where it's like, oh, MailChimp. And then eventually, did they go out of business? Are they still around?
Let humans have fun. I bet you had fun doing 6 or 7
so
MailChimp
much
bits.
Aaron, can you do any podcast host impressions?
I'm at over five. I'm an absolute clown.
I'm JPC. I got pervert energy.
Well, Aaron, I do want to thank you for introducing the rest of us, because Adel introduced himself and then we forgot to introduce ourselves. So that's
Aaron, and that's JPC. He's a very kind, good man.
And I have pervert energy, which doesn't make me a pervert. It just means that's the energy
that
I put out.
So wait, does this absolute clown bullshit still stand?
That's a really good example of absolute clown bullshit.
I told you that vodka company paid me to be a clown. Aaron,
I do not want to mix vodka and clowns.
We have a lot to catch up with. There's been a lot going on in the Hey Riddle Riddle universe with our hosts. I'll start off because mine's maybe the shortest. Aaron, since you left for LA, I told myself, Aaron.
Please.
Yes.
Since you've been gone. Thank you.
I told myself, Adel, you should start writing more. Time is fleeting. You got to start writing more. So I have written something, and Aaron, I want your opinion on it because I consider you a wonderful collaborator. JPC, I want your opinion as well.
Oh, can't wait.
But I assume yours is going to be negative. But I've been trying to write more in general, and so I wanted to start with the basics, and I know that famously, the saddest short story ever written is For Sale, Baby Shoes Never Worn. Now, I was doing some writing exercises, and I said, Adel, can you make this a two-sentence story and make it the happiest story in the world? So I took a shot at that. So instead of the saddest one-sentence story of all time, I have written the happiest two-sentence story of all time. Aaron, whenever you're ready, I'm going to start reading this.
Okay.
For sale, baby shoes never worn. The baby was born with wheels.
Okay, is the question, should you go outside and see, get some sun? Because the answer is yes. I think you could use some fresh air, Adel. Maybe a walk around your block.
Not the notes I wanted. Not the notes I wanted.
And for my notes, when you said famously, I thought to myself, who is the most famous Lee? And then I was like, Bruce Lee? Tommy Lee Jones? David Lee Roth?
Vivian.
Lee Harvey Oswald? I was like, I don't know. I don't know who the
I'd
famous
I'd say Robert
famous.
E. Lee.
Okay. Robert E. Lee. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I also have a
infamous.
Tweet.
Infamous.
I also have a tweet in my draft box if you want to give me some notes on this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sperm count. What is that? Some sort of gross Dracula?
Okay. Yeah, I would go outside, take a walk. Adel, also, I would say my baby being born with wheels is sort of a nightmare. My husband will know I fuck my car.
So
I'm sorry, Adel, but is that tweet just a direct subtweet of my I want to suck your nuts tweet? Because that's what sperm Dracula would say, to be clear.
To be clear,
Dracula
sperm count does say I want to suck your dick.
So you guys are literally right where I left you.
So Aaron, sounds like you don't want to voice my character of baby car. What, Aaron, you've been
I never said that.
Speaking of baby car, you've been in a car traversing across America to your final destination.
Oh,
what's his name? Ethan Suplee. No, what's that guy's name? Ethan Hawke. What? No, what's his name?
Who is
Devin,
the most famous
Devin Sawa? Who's the most famous Sawa? Aaron, how was your trip? Where did you stop along the way? Are you settled?
It was good. I'm happy. It took a long time to finally get out of Chicago. Kept getting delayed. It was making me feel really anxious and sad. So I'm happy to be finally here. I feel way more peaceful, way more relaxed, and it's just so fun to finally be in my new place.
That's that Cali weed, baby.
Yeah, smoking it right now. We're going to take a longer trip, but it became kind of apparent that it was starting to be really hard on our sweet dog, Lou, who was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
The whole time she was like, what the fuck is this? We sort of cut it short, but ended up being great. So we stopped in middle of nowhere, Nebraska.
Ooh, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Mm-hmm. We made some stops along the way, but didn't sleep any. We stopped in Iowa for a second, stopped in Nebraska somewhere else. And then our, big stays were Boulder, Colorado, which I loved.
Nice.
And then Moab, which I loved. And then Zion, and that was, our big splurge was an Airbnb in Zion that was like a glamping experience.
Wow, that's cool.
Was so beautiful.
I've heard that's the prettiest of national parks. JPC, I know you've been to a lot of national parks. Would you say that that's the best?
Yeah, and I recommended that I went with my brother, and him and his wife went out maybe a month or two ago, and they said that the lines, you have to it's a... There's a limit of how many people could come in the park because COVID protocols were still up. They might not be at this point, but maybe they still are. I don't know. But he said the lines were 250 people long for a limited number of spots to the park. So they went there and then they stayed for a couple days, but they couldn't get in one day. So then they drove to a different park.
Imagine a society in the future where you have to wait in line with 250 people for several hours to walk outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To
We're
see
living
nature.
In it, baby.
What a night. Wow, good commentary.
It's a valley, so you have to go into the valley to kind of get into the national park. But yeah, it's got to be packed because it's so fucking wonderful there.
That's where our friend Brett Lyons proposed to his now wife.
It's so cool. It's so beautiful. I can't recommend it enough. I'd never been to Colorado. I'd never been to Utah before. And it was such a gorgeous drive. We were supposed to do Grand Canyon and then Joshua Tree on the way. But then Lou started to, she got sick when we were in Zion. We were like, we just got to go. So we drove from Zion to Vegas and we were just planning on getting takeout somewhere in Vegas because I'd never seen it before. But
sure. Here's what I'll say.
Go ahead.
Dogs love Vegas.
Well, this is the problem we ran into, and I came up with the absolute meanest solution. Can I tell you guys something that I'm not proud of?
Sure.
Okay. I didn't leave Lou in a car or anything horrible like that. So Lou had been in the desert for a few days and had been sick. And so I was like, we should get her groomed right when we go to LA.
And I'm sorry, but this then, is Diamond Phillips or your dog?
Diamond Phillips.
Okay. So you groom Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah. Who is the most
Where's
famous?
The dog? Where's
who
the
is
dog?
The most famous Diamond Phillips?
Oh, we didn't bring our dog. yeah, Lou Diamond Phillips was just shitting in the desert because they were super sick.
I believe it.
Just like he did in Young Guns.
Yeah. So I was like, had this stroke of genius. I was like, why? I've never been to Vegas before. I would love to see a casino. I want to go through the Bellagio.
Ooh.
And so I found a PetSmart that would groom Lou. So after the worst week of her life driving away from her home.
A little spa day.
we might call it a spa day. She thought I was abandoning her in the middle of nowhere, Nevada.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
And the eye contact she made with me when I was leaving her to get groomed was one of the most tragic moments of my life. She really thought I was leaving her there.
Would you call it haunting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't stop thinking about it. But she really did need to be groomed. She was, like, very dusty. So she got groomed, and I walked into the Bellagio.
Mm.
The air in there is amazing.
Oh, I want to go back.
Yeah, I want to go back just for that.
Because I was back in Vegas for, like, 18 hours the other day.
It was, like, right after you.
But I went back. So
you
I was there for
again?
My birthday, and then I was back. I was there for my birthday for 2 days, and then I went back.
I would have been there Friday.
I was there Friday.
Why didn't we talk?
I don't know.
I was at the
Cosmopolitan the whole time.
You could have watched Lou.
Yeah.
I ate a Wicked Spoon Buffet, which was very good.
I want to go back maybe for my 30th birthday party. So if
will
you're
you?
Interested.
Well, 30th, famously, we're going to Hawaii.
Oh,
Hawaii and Vegas.
Hawaii and Vegas.
Yeah, they have a Hawaii in Vegas though.
They have a Paris there.
Aaron, will you, I'm going to, in July sometime, I can't remember when, I'm going to Colorado for the first time to
cool.
go to Red Rocks to see Guster.
Oh, that's a blast.
So if you want to come.
I mean, yeah, I love Guster. You know I love Guster.
So but did you bet, did you place any bets? Did you gamble?
I did.
What'd you do? Would you win?
Well, it was awesome, and I felt something change. I could, like, hear my pupils getting bigger when I want, like, so we were like, all right, we are only going to, like, $50 each. We're going to put $100 on the roulette. Like, we're going to play. And we got the little chips, and we ended up, like, $250 extra up.
Whoa.
So we sat down with 100, and we left with, like, 300 and something. And I'm different now. And now I want to gamble all the time. It was thrilling, and the air in there was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I get it. Yeah.
And they bring you free drinks?
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
I might
turn into a Vegas person, which
and
means
so
Lou's
still
I will
there?
Have no money. Yeah, Lou's still there. We walked her around PetSmart because dogs are allowed in there, and we let her pick whatever toy she wanted because we felt so guilty.
Dogs are allowed in PetSmart?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy who's like, hey, dogs are allowed in here. So.
Look at the name on the store. Oh, PetSmart. My bad.
It was really fun, and then I made it to LA, and I love my place, and I got a haircut today, got 8 inches off. It did become clear to me when I was walking around here, I was like, ooh, I look like I'm from Chicago. I have a very different vibe.
As soon as I came on screen for our sound check, I was screaming with joy. Aaron, your hair looks the best it's ever looked. That
Thank
color
you
is
so
amazing.
Much. Mm-hmm. It's a super dark red, and it's very short, and I love it, but I got here and I was like, I look like Snow White's much sicker cousin, and I need to start to look more awake and alive because everyone here looks so healthy.
You look like hipster Jean Grey, is what.
Well, you know, Aaron, I get that you are just arrived in LA. And, you know that it was summertime in Chicago when you left, right?
Was
you
it?
Had an opportunity to go outside and like
it was summer.
Get some vitamin D.
Illinois?
Yeah.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. Well.
Also, before you left, I could have hooked you up with so much dog anxiety medicine. I'm spilling
for
out
me?
With dog anxiety. Oh yeah, it works. You just gotta take more of it. Because you're what? You're like, are you what, like a 50 pound dog, 60 pound dog?
Yeah, I'm like a 50 pound dog. Lou And let's do some like dog medicine talk really quick.
Sure, sure.
She has anxiety meds, and she has meds for driving in the car, but we've done a lot of road trips with her, and we have found that makes her more anxious because she fights the sleep,
yeah,
and it makes her back legs numb, so it makes her scared to get in and out of the car. So we went with no meds, and so in the car, she was fine, but every time we'd get to like a new hotel or location, she was like, what is happening? Are you guys about to leave me somewhere? This sucks. I'm scared.
Has she, do you think she's adjusted to that, the fact that this is where you're going to be now? Like, is she comfortable in the space?
We couldn't believe it. Like, I got pretty emotional. She seems like the happiest here than she's ever been anywhere.
That's great.
And we lived like in River North on the 10th floor before. And so we had a balcony that she was obsessed with going out on. But now we have tons of windows and we're on the second floor. So
that's
she's
amazing.
Just been in like dog heaven looking at squirrels.
Well, all dogs go to heaven. I do want to say, it was said a moment ago, but I do have to take an opportunity just to push my own wares. Actually, the first horror book I wrote since you've left, Aaron, is called She Fights the Sleep. It does come out. It comes out October 1st. So please look for She Fights the Sleep.
Is it two sentences?
On shelves inside my house.
Yeah, of course. I think, maybe go for a walk,
I'd say.
I am happy that I got to see you guys one more time before I left. We got to see each other for a couple hours, like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago now. I don't remember.
We did a fancy little photo shoot.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
We got hair and makeup done.
I had the best time, and I don't look natural on camera, so JPC for a while had to just keep making me laugh, which is a lot of pressure, and he did it. It was incredible.
The direction
you just say,
that I
JPC,
got,
make me laugh, and then it works.
They were like, say something to make them laugh, and then we'll take a picture. And so I did that, and they were like, no. Just start when we say go, just laugh. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just wait until I finished the joke?
Well, I couldn't believe it. You're great under pressure. I was very impressed.
What was also funny is at one point we did get a note to stop talking about people who had died because it was bubbing everyone out.
You can see it on our faces.
Yeah, I
They're
forgot.
Like, this is a happy photo shoot. Can you stop talking about funerals you've been to and please just continue?
We're so dysfunctional.
We're very
talking about open caskets. And they were like, can you?
Maybe lighten it up.
We were granted a very cool opportunity with very professional people. I think we found out it was like Chance the Rapper's photographer or something. And
he
was
so professional.
And we were absolute morons, but they were very nice. And hopefully it turns out okay.
You guys are professional, but I saw a lot of fucking tattoos on that set. So I'm not really sure how professional it was.
I'm only bringing this up because I kind of want to apologize for it. My Uber came and Adel, you were in the back bathroom, and I simply didn't wait because I thought I would get too sad saying goodbye to you. So I peaced out. I was like, bye, GPC. And then I ran.
We were down in the lobby, and I go, Aaron, I can give you a ride home if you want. And you go, I just called an Uber. And then you go, unless you want me to cancel it. And I was like, well, whatever you want. Like, I don't. And you're like, do you want me to cancel it? And I'm like,
and then I ran away.
I'm trying
to
save you money, girl.
Nobody wants to give anyone a ride. Let's just be clear about that. I've never wanted to give someone a ride. Because I have to.
Speaking of giving someone a ride, JPC also has some very big news, which is this past week, JPC, myself, and one Casey Tony went and saw the premiere of Fast and the Furious 9, F9, in 4DX, which if you've never seen a movie in 4DX, I can only describe it as watching a movie while sitting atop the most startled horse.
Mm-hmm.
They spray you in the face with rain. You're moving constantly. JPC, what is your review of F9?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what happened in that movie, but here's what I will say. I will never not see another movie in 4DX. 4DX is my future. It is my past. It is my everything. It is all-consuming. It is the only way to experience a movie. It is the worst possible way to experience a movie, and therefore it is the greatest.
I want to watch like a documentary. Like what? In 4DX, or just like a rom-com or something.
Live birth.
It is so the way it's like, we have to constantly be doing something, otherwise people get bored. And it's like, we won't get bored. There's a movie playing, but they start the movie and immediately these giant floodlights flash and our seats rock. And immediately JPC, as loud as he can, just goes, nope, we can lose that one.
No, I said we could lose that one when they shined lights directly at our eyes. I was like, I don't know who that's for.
Lights. Yeah,
that's for no one. The blinking, flashing lights in our eyes is for no one. Here's what I'll say about 4DX. My review of 4DX is this.
Yes.
They have this interesting technology where they spray like scent at you. So it's like, you know, you're experiencing on this olfactory level as well. But the sense didn't really correspond with what I was like experiencing in the theater. I thought that there would be more like, in my mind when I was like, oh, 4DX, there's going to be like burning tires and like engine, like that kind of scent. But they didn't use it very well. It just kind of like was scent. It wasn't like specific to the movie. I think that's a missed opportunity. I would love to see 4DX get a little better at that.
JBC, you know why you smelled burning tires? Because that old factory burned down years ago.
That's why they call it an old factory since.
You guys saw a movie without me?
Aaron, you were gone. You were on the road. Also, you have a no Vin Diesel clause. There's a show, I think it's a Disney World.
Hey, did somebody say Vin Diesel clause? Ho, ho, ho. Hey,
who wouldn't? Ho, ho, ho. Who wouldn't drive for family? Vin Diesel, we've discovered, JPC and I, in case he talked over, Vin Diesel is a sentient Olive Garden.
He really is.
Wait, you guys made jokes about me? I hate this.
No. We made jokes about you.
No, I don't like it. I'm moving back.
There's a show in Disney World called Mickey's Philharmonic 4D or something, and that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life, where there is smells.
It's like, yeah.
It's incredible. If you're ever in Disney World, check out Mickey's Philharmonic. I believe that's what it's called.
What I love about the Fast and the Furious movies at this point is that Vin Diesel is a 50-year-old man. Now, it's Hollywood, and that's, you know, he looks great for a 50-year-old man, but just the shit that he does, you just have to remember, that's a 50-year-old man doing that. Like, that guy who's, like, falling out of a helicopter through helicopter blades, like, landing on concrete, 50-year-old man. I'm 32, and it hurts to wake up. So
yeah.
It's like,
what are you going to be at 50? I've been thinking that. Dead. I have the pain of a 60-year-old, so I go, like, what am I going to be? I'm going to be in a lot of pain at 50 or 60. Oh, man.
Every time I see Vin Diesel doing a stunt, I just imagine Wilford Brimley doing it, because I'm like, Wilford Brimley was 50 when he did Cocoon, and he looked ancient. Aaron, I know you've been traveling. I know you've been gone. We haven't seen you in a week or
I'm ready
more.
To do riddles. Is we're that still what you're about
a riddle,
to say?
Yeah, we're still a riddle podcast, unfortunately. So I do have some warm-up riddles. We'll maybe get into our main course riddles in the second half, unless we get through these pretty quickly. So here are some... These are called odd man out. So I'm going to give you a few words or a few items in a list, and you have to tell me which one doesn't fit with the others and why it does not fit.
Is this in honor of Aaron being the odd woman out now that she's out in L.A.?
Uh-huh.
Aw, exactly. Apple.
Wait, you guys saw a movie without me?
Okay, so the first ones are Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Buchanan, and Carter. Which is the odd one out? And
Carter.
Why?
Carter.
Okay, Carter, why?
Pussy.
Carter was famously a pussy.
Would anybody like to have a peanut? Wham!
Get Carter.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fucking get him. Kill him, JPC.
One-term ass motherfucker. Get bent.
I want to see a scene. From the 20th century.
I want to see a scene. I'll be playing a new president elect, and this will be a fictitious president in like the 1800s.
Okay.
Aaron and JPC, you are just like hardcore hecklers at the inauguration.
Gotcha.
Thank you, citizens of the United States. I stand upon this podium.
Why aren't you wearing a coat?
Because it's
January.
Okay. And that's what I want. I want people to tell me their opinions, and I will listen to each and every one of the citizens.
Hey, man, are you standing at that podium or kneeling? You're super tall.
Thank you.
I don't like tall people. I should have led with that.
Well, let me take off my shoes and be like the Pope and be humble and connected to the earth with my bare feet. There, I'm like...
Put your shoes on. You're going to get sick.
Okay. Mixed messages. Let me put my one shoe on. I'll put one shoe on, one shoe off. This is a fun parlor game. Now, the year is 1814, and of course, we have many troubles in America. But I am here to tell you, I will
Not
trap
me.
All the... Rec- huh?
I'm good, dude.
Oh, you have no qualms, no issues, nothing you'd like me to fight for you for?
I own four horses and a seal.
Okay.
My biggest issue right now is you're not wearing a coat and you're only wearing one shoe. You're going to get a cold, you're going to get sick, and penicillin doesn't exist yet.
What's penicillin?
Exactly.
Well, we need advances in medicine because we all know that there are plagues sweeping across the world and we need to protect ourselves. Now, I...
Achoo!
Bless you.
In the it traveled to you, so careful.
What's your position on BOFA?
BOFA? Let me check my notes here. BOFA, British Organization for Animals. BOFA is good. Now, all animals must be protected, especially horses and seals. This guy knows what I'm talking about. We need to conserve animals and put them in zoos, in fake habitats, to where they feel like they're in nature, but we control what they eat and do at all times.
BOFA, these nuts...
Excuse me?
You were supposed to say, what's BOFA?
What's BOFA?
BOFA, these nuts.
Well, my notes said that it's the British Organization for Animals.
Yeah, that's also very important. I actually liked your answers on that, especially owning four horses and a seal.
What's the seal's name?
I saw a photograph and I screamed for 6 days. Can you make sure nothing like that ever happens again?
Well, it's new technology. And of course, we have cinemas where trains look like they're coming right at us.
No!
But they're not.
They might hit my horses.
Or a seal.
No, seals doesn't come to the movie.
Oh.
And what's the seal's name?
BOFA.
BOFA.
BOFA what?
What's BOFA?
My seal.
These nuts. Seen.
Yeah, he got a cold, and that president was only president for 12 hours.
Yeah. Was that William Henry Harrison or someone?
Benjamin.
Benjamin Harrison died from pneumonia.
Yeah.
Because he talked too long in the cold, you old sack of shit.
He was only in the office for 34 days. Then he died in the cold and went off to his grave. He's the only president from Indiana. We're a bunch of hick moron losers.
That's the Indiana National Anthem?
That's our state song.
Is Mariah going to walk down the aisle to that?
Yeah.
Isn't
she'll,
your state-
she'll actually run the other way down the aisle to that. Open the door and I'll be there, married.
Isn't the Indiana state bird a dead bird?
Okay, so, bird.
So Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Buchanan, and Carter. There's five names here. Which is the odd one out, and why?
Did we have the right answer?
What was the guess again?
Carter.
Carter.
And why?
But tell me if it's right, and then I'll tell you why.
You are wrong.
Okay, then it's wrong.
Okay,
Buchanan.
So, yeah. So it's who you have Jefferson.
Yes. Madison.
Madison.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are the most popular baby
Madison.
Names.
Madison. Madison.
2021. Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Buchanan, and Carter.
Oh, Jefferson.
That is correct. Can you tell me why?
Everybody else has a J name, and he's got a T first name.
That is correct. Jefferson is an odd man out. Jefferson's first name was Thomas. All the other presidents were named James.
I would like to see a scene.
Oh, yeah, they're all named James. Jimmy Carter is James Carter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a scene. You two, Adel, you are a dad who was president. This is like a George Bush Senior, Junior situation.
Perfect.
And you're trying to convince your son, JPC, to become president and follow in your footsteps.
Okay, son, I know that you have your own ideas of what you want to do, but the reason I got you into Harvard and the reason I got you into the Skull and Bones Club, secret society,
yes,
was it so that you could one day fulfill your legacy, which is to ascend to the highest position in the United States.
Look, Dad, I don't want to disappoint you, and frankly, I loved jerking off into that coffin with those other guys.
Pretty fun, huh?
It was super fun. But that's what was... I was in it for that. Dad, I mean, that's my life. Like, when I was jerking off into that coffin surrounded by other, like, naked men or whatever the Skull and Bones stuff does...
You probably felt like a sperm count.
What I felt like was a star.
Oh.
Dad, I have something to tell you.
Yes?
I have been doing porn.
Oh, at the Skull and Bones exclusively?
No, I've been branching off. I've been making my own porn. It's actually super empowering. I really, really love it. Now, I know that you keep the family's legacy and you're in very high regard, so I have not been using my name. I've been using an assumed name.
Smart. What is your stage name for porn?
Tony Jackhammer.
Okay, okay.
Which I get it. I get it. That is your still last name, President Jackhammer. Yes. I get it. But Tony is not my name. My name's Anthony. So I don't think anyone would ever put two and two together.
Son, I'm mostly disappointed that Jackhammer was right there and you decided to shoehorn in one extra name.
No, oh, man. Jackhammer.
Hi. Hot mics. Your mics are hot. You're up hot mics.
Oh.
Huge fan of your work, by the way. Huge fan of your work.
Oh, which okay. one of us? The president Tony. Or the porn star?
Tony. Didn't really, wasn't a huge fan of your policies. You're kind of a bummer.
Mission accomplished.
Tony, no.
But you are a fan of my policies, right?
Yeah.
Everybody comes.
I get it. It's very cool. I love it. Very good. Well, huge fan of your work.
My banner said mission accomplished, and I know you were in a film called Missionary Accomplished.
Hey, so your mic is still hot.
Oh, is it going to burn me?
No.
Okay.
I'm old. I don't know.
I love that you're trying to keep up with my work, Dad. It's actually Missionary Accomplished. Was the title of the film.
Okay.
You didn't see it.
I didn't have my glasses.
Yeah, okay.
So all of Skull and Crossbones are here because they're mad that you called it a club.
Wait, the Skull and Crossbones are here? The pirate gang?
Yeah, what is it? The Skull and what?
Well, we're members of Skull and Bones. But he called it the Skull and Bones Club. So there's three things. There's the Skull and Bones Society, there's the Skull and Bones Club, and then there's the Skull and Crossbones Club.
I'm sure there's more than three things.
Well, Princeton has the cross skulls and bones scene.
All I know is my uncle, and this is true, my uncle, when he was at Yale, said no. Mm. Is that a Yale? I think it might be a Yale secret society, the Skull and Bones one.
It might be.
My uncle went there and he said no to them, and then they like harassed him for a little bit. He was captain of the football team there, and then they were really mean to him when he said no.
And your uncle was Paul Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron's in a well. Speaking of wells, we should probably go to commercial and hear about all the dog medication that you should be buying, and we'll be right back with more riddles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to She's
be
in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back. We're here with JPC, Aaron, Lou the dog, Spaghetti the dog, and Adam Rafi. This is part two. It's This American Life. Hey, Riddle Riddle.
You know what? I got it now. It sounds like a mouse doing an impression of Ira Glass. And for the mouse, it's like 10 out of 10. The mouse has it.
But for Adel.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I love my supportive friends. Let's do a few more.
Hey, I didn't even acknowledge that you spoke.
Oh, thank you. You're right. That's the best support. That's the best support a friend can give. Let's do a few more odd man out, and then we'll get into some full course riddles.
Love it.
The next one we have is Hey, H-A-Y, Hey.
Okay.
Jackpot, Star, and Breaks. Hey, Jackpot, Star, and Breaks. Who do we think's the odd man out? And Aaron, you were just in Vegas, so jackpot should be a very familiar term to you right now, because that's when they say when you hit a number in roulette, they say jackpot.
So these are all famous Ringos.
Ringo jackpot, Ringo hey.
Hey, Ringo. No, hey, jackpot, star, and breaks.
Mm-hmm. And famously, hey, Jude is for horses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is tough. These are all, most of these are things that you'd find inside a box of Lucky Charms.
Oh, my lucky hey, my lucky breaks.
Is it a word that you add to them?
Aaron, you are correct. Well, it's a ish. It is, there's a word that goes along with all of them.
Yeah.
And it's like an action. It's an action that's one word that happens to all of them, except for one.
And you, one of them is
shooting
jackpot. One of them is jackpot, right?
Hey, jackpot, star, and breaks. So these are all things you blank, and it's one word except for
hit.
Yes,
hit the
jackpot. You don't hit the star, and you hit the breaks.
You don't.
Well, you do. The first thing I did when I moved to Los Angeles is I got a bat and I went to Bruce Willis's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and I beat the shit out of it.
So he just hangs out at his Hollywood star?
Yeah, and I went, hey, Bruce, look at this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then my star is going to replace that Bruce Willis. I'm going to remake The Kid and whatever the fuck else you were in, Die Hard or whatever.
I want to see a scene, but JPC had something he wanted to say.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, if you had to destroy one star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it can't be freaking Donald Trump, that's been done. I think, did they remove it? Because it kept being defaced. Anyway, maybe. You have to destroy one star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which star are you fucking taking out?
Adam West, because he had his time.
Move over, Adam West. It's some other Batman's turn. Give Robert Pattinson a star.
Give Kanye West a chance. Aaron, what do you think?
I mean, anyone who's kind of a shitty person, I would... Mm-hmm. I would remove it, but then...
Yeah, but you only get one, and there's so many of them in Hollywood.
I know. I don't know. I really do think it would be funny to do it to Bruce Willis's star.
So I want to see a scene.
Nobody cares.
Oh, JPC, who would you want to?
Hey, JPC.
JPC, no. Wait.
No, you'll never know.
I was waiting.
JPC,
I was waiting.
It was Casey Affleck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
It was Casey.
Get out of here, Casey. You're lame.
So I want to see a scene. The two of you are at a bar. I'll let you decide who's who. But one of you is a star, celebrity, and the other one is hitting on this star or celebrity.
Got it.
Hey, I'm actually just here with my friends. So I was wondering if you wanted to...
Scene. <Come in. laughs>
Perfect. Misdirection. Oh, fantastic.
I love
that. So dumb.
I love the misdirection.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to sign any autographs. I'm out to dinner, and I'm not a celebrity, so no one asked me, but you are. Okay, we're going to do one more of these odd man outs.
Now, I actually think that that would be a really strong power move if you saw a huge celebrity like Brad Pitt out, and you would just walk up to him and be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm not doing autographs tonight, so... you're so nice. I love you. It's just not.
I love my fans.
I'm here with my friends. I'm just trying to have like a chill night. Thank you.
I think it's funny to try and act like they're someone who's like two levels of stardom below them. So you see Brad Pitt and you're like, oh, Skeet Ulrich, scream. You're great. And just see how they react.
That would be amazing.
Oh, God. Or only know them from something like that you should, like they should not be like, oh my God, you're the guy from, not True Lies. What's the,
Thelma and Louise. Aren't you that fuckable guy from Thelma and Louise?
There's a movie where he has like only one line in it. It's that Christian Slater movie that Quentin Tarantino wrote.
Oh, yes. It's got Gary Oldman in it. It's called Rosemary's Baby. It's called True Romance.
True Romance. I would love to walk up to Brad Pitt and be like, oh my God, you were in True Romance. Yeah, I had one fucking line in that movie when I was 24.
Okay, so here's the last odd man out. Now, the list consists of Oklahoma with an exclamation point, South Pacific, The Sound of Music, and West Side Story. Aaron, this is a softball over the plate.
Aaron, this has got to be like a Rodgers and Hammerstein Stein thing.
Ding, ding. Yep.
But I don't, it's three of them are written by the same people, right?
You're correct.
So but I don't. I couldn't tell you any more information than that. I know the type of riddle this is.
Can you name the four again?
Yep, the four are Oklahoma, exclamation point, South Pacific, period, The Sound of Music, question mark, West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Yes, West Side Story is the odd man out. It was created by Leonard Bernstein.
Arthur Lawrence of the lyrics.
And Stephen Sondheim. All the rest are musicals by Rodgers and Jack Hammerstein.
Pretty good. I was just talking about South Pacific the other day. I'm going to tell you a quick little story.
Please.
So I was in that musical the summer between my fifth and sixth grade. Sixth and seventh grade. In this summer kids theater program called Kids Cabaret in Massachusetts. And you have to be between 8 and 16 to be in the show. And one of my best friends, Connor, was 11 or 12 at the time, 12, and he got the lead, which was unheard of. He got the male lead in South Pacific, which is a 50-year-old man who sings basically opera. He does the Some Enchanted Evening, You May See a Stranger, that one. So he's a 12-year-old boy singing that with a 16-year-old girl playing the romantic lead. He had to have his first kiss on stage. It was one of the hardest I've ever, I saw him right before I left, and I was like, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, is a 12-year-old boy being like, I'm very old. He's supposed to be like 15 years older than her in the show, and he's a child playing opposite a teenage girl, and it's a 3-hour-long musical.
That's
insane.
And
I gotta tell you guys, so in it, I played a sailor, a male sailor. There's a while I was playing like... I was in the male ensemble for many of my summers there. I was a pirate in Pirates of Penzance. I was the male sailor, and I got to be in the song There's Nothing Like a Dame. Classic musical theater song, a bunch of sailors talking about how horny they are.
Mm-hmm.
I, a 12-year-old girl, had the horniest line as my solo. It was my first solo on stage in a full musical, and my lyric that I sang as a 12-year-old girl.
Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
And
it's so
I'd
horny.
Like to suck a booby.
Kinda.
Okay.
You're close. I don't want to guess.
Was that from Aladdin?
Aladdin, yeah.
I think yours would be, so this is, you said this was kind of gross or kind of dirty?
Yeah, just like a,
horny.
Like a 1940s sailor.
Okay. So I'm going to follow up. I'm going to piggyback off JPC's and I'm going to say, I need 6 boobs. That's too expensive.
Pretty good, yes.
Okay.
My line was, we've got every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief.
And I said that in front of my town.
That sounds like an Excedrin commercial.
Yeah.
And then after I said it, got like knocked to the ground for like comedic effect. And it was my fucking nightmare because I was like, I got to commit hard because I am an actress. But also, I am trying to get kissed. I want people to have a crush on me.
Sure.
I'm dressed like a male sailor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And everyone else looks cute. And I'm saying, we've got every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief. I was 12.
Aaron, and famously, I don't know if this is news to our listeners, but famously, you've never been kissed. And you actually went back to that high school, your high school, and you pretend to be a teenager, and you made out with the baseball coach?
That was a movie starring Drew Barrymore and John C. Reilly.
I will also say that Indiana, especially where I went to school, we did not have like a summer musical camp for like, you know, for kids. But what we did have was a really, really, really good bully relocation program. So you would just put your name into a big hat. Okay. If you were in between the ages of 12 and 16, they would find a local bully for you. And then that bully would just make your life hell for the foreseeable future. So we kind of skipped ahead. We were a little bit more advanced, it sounds like, than Massachusetts. So we went directly to the source.
I love
that. Makes sense.
And I want to see a scene. The two of you are in a, we'll say, like, grade school production of a show.
Okay.
You're both very young, but the content of the show is very much adult themed, and you're two young actors struggling to make it through this show that you have no business doing.
Okay.
I guess I just feel like when you're the Phantom of the Opera, that you're not, like, it just doesn't feel motivated by anything when you sing to me. And I'm not trying to give you a note or anything, but like, you get it, right?
I think it would be helpful. Can we just run the scene from the top? Can we just maybe run the lines?
Okay. Okay.
I got a letter in the mail today, Diane. The doctor said you had an abortion.
You opened my mail?
Oh, shit, I was just walking by, but these kids are doing Phantom of the Opera.
You opened my mail?
It was out on the counter, Diane. Okay, it's not like I went through it looking to find this fucking information.
I made a choice for a family.
We don't have a family, thanks to you.
This is joke.
Now, I'm going to go to the opera. I'm going to get good at drunk. And I'm going to start a fire. Don't follow me.
I wonder if they're going to sing any of the songs.
Wishing you were somehow here again. Thinking I was somehow here. I don't know the words. I don't think they can tell that I don't know the words.
Here I am at the opera. It is late and I'm drunk. My wife Diane, she betrayed me. And so I will end it all.
I don't think our teacher knows what Phantom of the Opera is.
See. Perfect. Let's get into some full riddles. Here we go.
Full riddles.
Full riddles. Kevin was sitting alone at a table in his favorite diner. All of a sudden, he yelled, "Frankfurter!" He was served a hamburger. Kevin was pleased.
Oh, man, this is sad. He's alone in his favorite diner, which means he probably eats here alone a lot.
Kevin, can you read it again?
Yeah. Yep, Kevin was sitting alone at a table in his favorite diner. All of a sudden, he yelled, "Frankfurter!" He was served a hamburger. Kevin was pleased.
You shouldn't be yelling at a waitstaff in a diner. I mean, I don't care if it is your favorite, if you're a local. Like, you can say please. You can wait for them to ask you if you'd like something. You don't need to be yelling at them. They're making, like, what, like $2 a fucking hour plus tips. And Kevin, by the way, doesn't sound like the type of guy who tips.
Yeah, you can also just say, can I get the check? You don't have to skywrite it with a pen in the air. Just say, I want the check.
You don't need to do that little thing with your finger where you dip down and then flick back up. We get what a check is, but just ask me like a human being.
You don't need to point to
your Nikes. Wow, you guys, a bunch of waiters just came running to your house. You summoned them.
You just brought me a bunch of checks. I can't pay this. I'm ruined.
Frankfurter is the name of the waiter. Frankfurter is the name of his friend.
Aaron
just walked in.
I don't know what the air in LA is doing to you, but you nailed it.
making me sweat.
Frankfurter was the waiter's last name. Kevin ordered a hamburger, and that was what he was served. He always called Tom Frankfurter, the waiter, by his last name when he ate at that diner. Can you imagine?
I got something to say. I got something to say.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows a waiter's last name?
Maybe the waiter itself? Waiter's family?
The waiter itself?
I bet his name
does the waiter know the waiter's last name?
It sounds like a Samuel Beckett play. I feel like the waiter had like Tom on his name tag, and Kevin was probably like, "Hey Tom, what fucking Tom Frankfurter, come over here." Like he probably assigned it, and the waiter was too polite to correct him.
I will say I was a pre-pandemic. Now this is kind of sad. I was a regular
from pre-pandemic.
Thank you so much. I was a regular at a restaurant for 6 years. I would go every Sunday, and I'd miss some, but for 6 years, I knew everybody's name who worked at that restaurant.
This was Big Chicks.
I didn't know. This was Tweet.
I knew it was Tweet. You told me that. And Tweet, but I used to live right by Tweet. I love Tweet.
Love it. Fucking fantastic place. Still open. I just stopped, you know, eating indoors, obviously. but I didn't know a single person's last name. I knew everyone's name. I didn't know a single person's last name.
Where everybody knows your first name, sometimes you want to go. That's the song, right?
What do you do?
From what?
I mean, do you just ask people for their last name? Like if you're at a restaurant, yeah, the waiter's like, "Hey, I'm Devin." You're like, "Devin, what's your last name?"
Deb what?
You'd be like, get away from me.
I'm not giving you that information.
I'd like to see a scene.
Where was Devin? Yes, please.
Adel, yes. You are at a like a small town diner, and you think you are like an absolute delightful, charming regular who has like a great rapport with the staff. And JBC, you're just like trying to get through your shift and you think that this is kind of bullshit.
Sure.
Wow. Ooh, so great to be back at Tutti Poots. Let's sidle up to my favorite stool here at the counter. Ding, ding. Service, please.
Hey.
Hey, just so good to see you again. Oh, my gosh. It is you, Graham Sloan.
Yeah, it's Graham. Just Graham on the tag. Are you one for today?
Well, one, unless you count the marshmallows and chocolate I'm going to put on your head, you cracker.
What?
Graham, well, like the cracker.
We're running on a little bit of a wait, I guess if you want to sit at the bar.
Shit, I guess I sat on this guy's lap. Sorry, this is just my stool.
No, it's fine by me.
Ooh, a sperm count.
Why did you grab this stool over here? We're free here.
Okay, Graham, ma'am, I'll take
what
the
can
huge.
I get you?
I'll take the huge with a side of the more huge.
Okay, yeah, I'm like a month and a half in, so I don't know what the use is. So, do you want a menu or can I? Can you just tell me what you'd like?
The usual. I want pancakes stuffed inside of waffles.
Okay. I mean,
you call them poffles, remember? Or someone calls them poffles. Have you been here before? What's the name of this place? Is this Tutti Poots?
This is Tutti Poots. Normally when someone wants the usual at a place, it's not like an off-menu order. That's confusing for the waitstaff.
I guess I'm driving through this town and I've never been here before.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's going on. I once ate a Tootsie Pop.
Okay, I'm glad you know what's going on. I can check with the chef to see if we can do a pancake stuff.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I was here yesterday, and I forgot my sunglasses, but it's so good to see you again.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to look for your sunglasses, or?
Oh, honestly, I came back in because I thought you and I had, like, the best time talking. I was here for, like, 3 hours. I thought maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Give you your last name.
Nope. I do remember you. We do have your sunglasses. We just put them in the lost and found. I can get those for you.
Can I also get a bunch of mashed up waffles to go?
Okay. Excuse me, everyone in the restaurant. This is Graham. I have an announcement to make.
Yes, I'm one of the vampires.
Oh, yeah, this should be good.
Yes.
Yes. Speak, please. Please.
Hey, everybody. Look, I know that I am an above average looking person in a town that is a very pass through town, right?
You're Bismarck 9.
Yeah, I get that.
You're hot.
Thank you, ma'am. I get that I gathering a lot of attention from people in the restaurant, but I just want to make a general announcement that I'm at work, okay? We are not friends. We're just in a work relationship.
What?
And it's never going to be... It's never going to be more because I have my collies and that's enough for me. I'm not really looking for anything romantic right now.
Did he say his colleagues or his collies?
My collies. I have my two collies, Dane and Cook.
I still couldn't catch it.
He loves us. We did it, everybody.
This got away from me, Graham.
Sometimes you want to go to Tootie Poots, Tootie Poots.
Granny Pooty,
you dumb cracker motherfucker.
Scene. Oh, delightful. Well, let's do another riddle here.
If my last name was Cracker, I would name my child Graham. How do you not? There's only one first name for that.
I think Graham is a really great name, too. So you're not really Norton. Losing.
I knew a guy in high school whose last name was Graham. And I can't think of, like, Graham is one of those names that is a last name to me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then I can't change your mind, and I'm not going to. That's an uphill battle I cannot win.
Here's another riddle. Kevin, the college student, was relieved when he received a letter telling him that his college loan was forgiven by the bank. 2 months later, Kevin was in big trouble for not paying the money owed. What's going on? Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
They emotionally forgave him.
They should do that. Hey, this is Visa. Just calling to let you know that we emotionally forgive you for your balance. You still owe it, but
but we actually decided to let it go over here. It was kind of weighing on us. We were super stressed out about your debt, but you know what? We are just trying to let go of some of the stuff we can't control.
Hi, because your negativity is not Visa's negativity. Just so we just need you to understand that.
Hi, this is Tom with Visa. Are you mad at us? Did we do something? Because you're not paying your balance. Are you upset?
Hey, just checking in. I'm trying to not be such a people pleaser, but gosh, it's starting to feel personal.
Hey, this is Jeff from Visa calling. Okay, so it's a minimum payment, but you can pay more than that. I don't know if you're doing this to hurt me or to get at me or
again.
Get back
Sorry.
At me.
Sorry. Have I called too much? I feel like I've called too much. Let me know if I called too much. Okay, call me back. Bye.
Hey, this is Tom of Visa. I swung by and rang the doorbell. Nobody answered, but I felt like I heard someone. I heard a creak at the door. So if you're there, open the door. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, me again. Your credit score is always changing, so you can keep checking it if you want to. It's like it's a free resource for you and you're
me
not using
again.
It.
Me again. I decided to get drunk and go out with my friends. I actually don't even need whatever this is. So have fun. Pay off like medical debt or fucking whatever. I don't even care.
Hey, it's Tom again. We got a notice that you're trying to consolidate your debt that you also have with Chase. I don't know who Chase is. I don't want to know, but just let me know if this is real, because if so, it hurts and call me back.
Hey, me again. Who the fuck is MasterCard?
Scene.
Who the
Let me read it one more time. Kevin, yes, the college student, was relieved when he received a letter telling him that his college loan was forgiven by the bank. 2 months later, Kevin was in big trouble for not paying the money owed.
Is this different money owed? Did the letter say, like, your debt is forgiven by the bank because we, this other company, have bought your debt from the bank, which is something that happens, and then they sent him a letter being like, you still owe us the money, motherfucker.
It just changed hands.
He transferred schools. He didn't pay the interest. He didn't pay... He
all
I'm
guesses.
Running away.
All good. No.
I'm running away.
Aaron.
No.
Aaron.
You can't all you have
get
is that little
away.
Kindle. I'm sorry. All you have is that Kindle. There can't be more than 10 books on there. You'll get bored.
Yeah, I put my Kindle on a stick. I threw it over my shoulder and I'm going to hop from train to train.
From train concert to train concert.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what do we think? Those are all great guesses. They're not correct.
Okay.
So Kevin went to college. We assume Temple, always.
Always.
Was relieved when he received a letter telling him his college loan was forgiven by the bank. 2 months later, Kevin was in big trouble for not paying the money owed. So this is the same college, the same debt. So good guesses, but everything you said was not the correct answer in this instance.
So is it that he got his loan forgiven and then took out another loan to go like do more college and that loan was what he didn't pay back?
No, but JBC, you've just given me a really good idea, which is if you have college debt, go to the nearest church, go to confessional,
Sure.
Hold up your college debt, and the priest has to forgive them, right? Your college debt may have to do some...
Yeah, if you're Catholic, yeah.
Some rosemaries, sometimes some sage.
Now, we are all born with original debt. So if you weren't baptized, you still have the debt that Jesus died for.
That's what I did. My debt did 3 Hail Marys, and nothing happened, and I'm in crushing medical and school loan debt.
I think that, and I don't want to be too crass here, because it's been a while since Catholic school, so if I'm getting this wrong, please correct me gently. Correct me if I'm overstepping for Catholicism, but I believe that Jesus' dying words on the cross was, I'm forgiving $40,000 of student debt if you make over $250,000 a year and have a Pell Grant from the federal government and plan to open a business in a minority community in the next 3 months.
Wow. I want to see a scene.
Good guy.
You two are Adam and Eve. You're in the Garden of Eden. And you're going over your monthly bills.
Okay. And so that is heating, because it's pretty much just the air, so that's free. So we've got that covered.
Okay. It seems like it's a lot of money on apples this last month.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm looking at the grocery bill. It's like all... apples. Who's eating all these apples?
I don't know. What?
Wait, also, you're not eating these apples?
No, I'm not eating these apples.
I'm not eating these apples.
Oh, fuck, is it our tenant? It's Snake. Hey, Snake.
Snake, can you get in here?
Snake, can you come out of your room?
Yes, what's going on?
We're going over our bills, and it seems like we've been like over our budget on apples. Also, we don't wear clothes. We nakey. So I don't know who is spending this much money at Nordstrom Rack on our card.
Yes. Well,
what is a banana hammock? Well, there's so many of these on the list. What is that?
Well, sometimes my whole body is a penis, so I need to sleep comfortably, so I bought a hammock for my body. Okay. And also, I'm not spending money on apples. I'm spending money on 8 gigabytes of Apple storage.
Oh, my God. That's why these are so fucking expensive.
Yes. Yes.
Snake, we love that you're staying with us. It's really fun and not weird at all.
Until you get back on your one piece.
Hey, honey, don't.
Yeah.
Honey.
I'm sorry, but yeah, but...
Excuse me?
It's been 4 months, Eve. Okay.
Excuse me?
Snake, we've been meaning to talk to you about this. We think that maybe it's time for you to move out. We need to start populating the earth, so we'd like some privacy. Also, we nakey. So it's embarrassing.
Ooh, about that. Why don't you take a bite of an apple?
Hey, Snake, why don't you go back to Lizard and just apologize, okay?
She threw me out.
Well, did she throw you out because you were buying a bunch of Apple computers and not apologizing? And maybe if you would try to fix the situation, maybe that would work.
Well, it's not that I bought the computers, it's that I hid them in my she shed.
Okay, we tried to be a friend, but now that you're with us, we are starting to understand why she kicked you out in the first place. Yes. You're pretty inconsiderate.
You're cold-blooded.
Wow.
You don't care about other people.
Oh, this is a lot to swallow, and I'm a snake, so that's a lot.
Well, unhinge your jaw and listen to what we have to say, because we don't think you're a bad person, Snake. We just think you're on a bad path, and we think it's time that you mess up and learn.
Can I just say I'm feeling so much shame right now? So much shame. So much shame that I want you two to put these on. Here, put these on. I bought these for you. These are from J. Crew.
I'm with Stupid?
Yes, now that's linen. That was $84.
$84 for a banana hammock?
Yes, and the arrow points upwards to God. So God is Stupid. I'm with Stupid, right? Because he created you. Now, Eve, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but you technically are the first barbecue, right?
What?
Does that make sense? Well, I don't know if God told you. You're from his rib.
Oh, you believe the rib joke? God got drunk once, and I was like, God, please tell me how you, made me. And he was like, you're from his rib. And we all laughed so hard, because that would be insane.
Oh, is that where the term ribbing someone comes from?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was like
a rib for her pleasure thing. Oh. Like it was
God
making
I hope nobody
a joke.
Takes that out of context later and I've decides been, that women are less.
I have a whole line of clothing that just says women is barbecue.
Okay. Snake, get out.
Get out, Snake.
It's time.
We're already outdoors.
Well, yeah.
And,
but
and by the way, you're heating the whole neighborhood. That's why you're heating so expensive.
Mother of God! Scene.
Let's solve this riddle and then we'll be done.
Snake, am I heating all of the outdoors?
So Kevin, a college student, was relieved when he received a letter telling him his college loan was forgiven by the bank. 2 months later, Kevin was in big trouble for not paying the money owed. So what's going on is Kevin is basically a dum-dum. He received something in the mail. He misunderstood it. And that's what's going on. So what do we think the misunderstanding was?
So this is just he received a letter in the mail that says his loans were forgiven, but that wasn't actually the case. That's what we're dealing with now.
Well, it
there's
didn't
a
say
lie
it was,
in the riddle.
Well, it wasn't a lie. It was just a misunderstanding. And my hint for
he
you
he read
is,
it wrong.
He maybe didn't read it wrong, but he intuited it wrong.
What's the
he
exact
interpreted
wording?
It wrong. Well, the exact wording is the answer.
Loans had been forgiven. I was asking for you to repeat.
It's a play on words.
Yes, he received a letter telling him that his college loan was forgiven by the bank. So that's not exactly what it said, but it said something that where he interpreted it to mean that. My hint for you in terms of that phrase is Europe. Europe.
His
the band
college,
Europe.
His the band Europe is the hint.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So was this just something that he read in the heat of the moment?
No.
I thought I'd get a little more for a Europe reference. No, that's Asia. Shit.
Well, it's another continent.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Have you guys listened to
say?
South America?
What did it say?
The letter sent from the bank had said, "This is your last notice." Or final countdown. Kevin thought he no longer had to pay because no notices would be coming. So it turns out, Kevin dumb.
Got it. Okay, I understand. That riddle sucks, but I do get it.
Well, speaking of getting it, JPC, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
JPC's got it, and if you want to get it, you can go over to twitch.tv/sharkbarkman and watch me play video games. I'm streaming most every day of the week. Also, go and listen to the Bill Buds podcast. Mm-hmm. You can find that anywhere podcasts are found. Just Google the words Bill Buds, and we review pop music. Aaron, anything that you would like to plug?
Yes, I would like to plug my Instagram, AaronKeefe10, and here's the deal. So in the last week, I started going back and responding to some of the Instagram messages that I've been getting, and I do this thing where I write a draft of each one in my notes because I have anxiety, and that's what you have to do.
That's what you
and,
have to do.
And my Instagram deleted like over 50 messages that I've received, and I had written the responses to them. So if you have sent me a message in the last like 2 or 3 months and I didn't respond to you, please resend it. I probably have a response already typed out. I would like to get it to you. So please resend your message if I haven't responded. Thank you.
And if you are still online for the 2020 elections, mm-hmm, stay mm-hmm in line. Your vote will still count. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes. I want to plug one of our good friends and maybe the tallest comedian I know. Ross Kimball has a new podcast called Good at Parties. I was recently on an episode talking about Sleep No More, one of my favorite things, one of my favorite theatrical experiences. So please listen to my episode of Good at Parties. You can find it wherever you find podcasts, where Ross and I talk about Sleep No More, and it's a delight. Also, you can join me if you want to be closer to Adel, if you want to be some like as share something in common and become closer friends. You can join me in being a patron of Bill Buds, and you get a ton of good bonus content.
Well, I wouldn't say a ton. You get maybe one episode every 2 weeks, but it's
what?
Only a dollar.
Hold on. What? I've been listening to the same episodes over and over. Aaron, now that you are in LA, and you're talking about destroying stars with mm-hmm bats, mm-hmm, you also were talking about maybe blowing up a planet. Now, Planet Hollywood is bankrupt, so you can't blow up them. Is there another planet you'd ever want to hit up or blow up?
I've been looking into it, and I think it's got to be a Jupiter.
Bye forever. I'm sorry. Let me take that again.
Okay.
Bye forever. This is Ira Glass.
Are you an alien?
Saying bye forever.
Okay. Ira Glass.
This is a little mouse pretending to be Ira Glass, saying bye forever.
This is a little alien pretending to be a little mouse, pretending
right back
to be Ira Glass.
All right, hold on, guys. I have to take Ira Glass to my leader.
Hey,
Hey there, taxes and breaks. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's our latest entry to our Better Know Estate series with Delaware. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you then.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.